Hi, Dan.
Hi, Jason.
How are you?
Oh, I am great.
An unexpected secret podcast happening in the weird week between Christmas and New Year's. It's amazing.
It's amazing, though it is, like, we're technically, I guess, 15 minutes ahead of when we usually, like, it's on the calendar.
I don't even know what is happening with that. There's nothing like waking up on a Friday morning, on a lazy morning where, so it's Friday, and Lauren works afternoons on Fridays. So don't work, basically. So it's usually a sleepy morning, and this is the sleepiest of weeks because it is the week between Christmas and New Year's. And I was talking to Stephen Hackett about this because I recorded like 5 billion podcasts last week. And you know, to get ahead, but because of the way the holidays fall, the way I described it was sort of a week half off followed by another week half off. Instead of having like a week off, I've got a couple of these kind of low power weeks. So what I'm saying is then I wake up and make tea and open my iPad and it's 7:15 in the morning and there's a note from Dan saying, "Hey, can we do that secret podcast earlier?" And I'm like, "Oh, it is Friday, isn't it?" Like I was not awake, didn't know what day it was, and to be honest, kind of assumed we weren't going to do this episode. I'm like, sure, Dan. Great. Let's do it. Let's make it happen.
I had it on my calendar.
So you're welcome, people. I apparently took it off my calendar.
Oh, Jason. Jason.
That's here the level of commitment you can... Anyway, I'm out, Dan. You can talk to the people for the rest of this podcast. Goodbye.
I'm glad you all tuned in today. I have some very important things to discuss with you. And here I was thinking I had all these things to pack in, and I realized not only did one podcast that I was going to do get moved, which was also like a scheduling thing because that podcast has now been moved 4 times, and I will no longer be on that podcast.
Oh, wow.
Now it's happening at a time where I can't do it.
That's not one of mine, is it?
It's an incomparable podcast, but you're not on it.
Okay. That one. Right. Okay.
And then I was like, oh, I have to cram in all this stuff. So what you're telling me is I could have just ignored this entirely and then that would have been fine.
No one would have said anything, but yeah, no, it's fine.
I feel a sense of obligation.
It's good. Yeah. I saw that podcast on the incomparable calendar and I was like, boy, I hope I don't need to know anything about that. Cause I don't know anything about that. But,
and it turned out it got moved. And since I was the one who made the calendar event, nobody moved the calendar event. So I'm like, All right, got this thing today. And then like last night I get a text from our friend, Tony Sindelar, who was organizing that podcast. Like, yeah, they moved it to, and then we had a long conversation because neither of us could remember what day it was currently and what date. Yeah. Oh, so he was like, it's on Saturday. I'm like, I think it's on Sunday. He's like, no, it's actually on Saturday. It's like, I don't know what day it is. So, one of those. So, Okay. Yes, it's a weird week.
Sure.
A weird week.
Whatever.
This is like my one day at home between, like, I got back from my Christmas trip yesterday, and we're going off to, in theory, our New Year's trip up with my fiance's parents tomorrow night. So, like, this is, like, my one work day at home, and I'm, like, cramming in, like, a whole bunch of stuff that needs to get happened. So, like, editing and posting podcasts, recording a podcast, writing some last-minute stuff, because, like, then I'll be gone for essentially the rest of the year, probably.
Right. Oh, so, all of those 3 days.
I know. But there's stuff that has to get done before the end of the year, so...
Oh yeah, are you doing some we'll do some 6-color scheduling right here on the podcast? Are you doing those best of the year things for me to post?
It's on my list to do this afternoon.
All right.
That is definitely there. I have that. I have there might be some report card stuff happening.
Oh good.
All this stuff to fit into a single day. Could he do it all in a single day? It's like Santa Claus delivering presents.
Yeah, all right. Well, that's great to hear. I have very little on my calendar today, but I actually do have a lot to do because I have a to-do list now too. I don't just use my calendar, it's because I have no 6-color secret podcast. That's not on there.
Check.
So that's a job done. I gotta write my pieces for the 6-Colors newsletter, which I have only started to do. So I've got to finish that. I've got a story to post. I've actually got an embargoed story to post today. That I've written, but I have to take some pictures. That was literally the sound of me going, oh yeah, I need to post that today. Right then, like, oh yeah, okay, put that on the list. Again, it's not even 9 a.m. And so I got to do that. That's exciting. I'm going to reveal it here because I don't really have a specific embargo. They just asked me to post it today, not before. But I got to spend the last week with a prototype of the new Bridge keyboard for the iPad Pro, for the new iPad Pro.
Yes.
So I've got a thing writing that up. I mean, it's a prototype, so I'm going to have to, it's not a real review because the real review needs to be the shipping product, but that was fun. And, you know, it is exactly, I think, what you'd expect from that, in that it is shaped like the, iPad Pro, and it's like the other, the really weird metaphor that I use at one point is, it's like a, it's the other piece of bread in a sandwich. Like, you don't make a sandwich with like mismatched breads. Like, well, this is a big wide sourdough down here, and up here is a little square wheat bread slice, and it's a sandwich. It's like, that's, people, this whole hot dog as a sandwich thing, people don't talk about the symmetry of the bread, but I think the bread symmetry is very important. And what I'm saying is that the Bridge people understand this because it's the same weight as the iPad Pro, and it's the same shape. It is like the mirror image little buddy of the iPad Pro, so that when you attach them and then close them, you get a kind of double thick, double weight, but you get a little laptop, and then you open it up, and it's balanced, and it works pretty well. So that piece will go up as soon as I take pictures of it, which I will do after we talk. But anyway, so bread symmetry, very important.
It is. I agree. Weird sandwiches happen.
If laptop is not a hot dog, though. By the way, I just want to make it clear: laptop is not a hot dog.
But is it a sandwich? Of sorts.
Yes, I would say yes. I would say a laptop is a keyboard sandwich. Yes.
That's delicious. Delicious keyboard sandwich. It was actually a fairly low technology holiday for me. I didn't get anything techie. I didn't really give anything that was terribly techie. So, you know, a lot of people are like, oh, you know, it's Christmas. Surely you have some new technology to talk about. And I was like, I don't actually have anything. Yeah, so it was kind of a quiet year on that front. Lots of books, lots of board games.
Oh, nice.
So, you know, stuff that I enjoy doing, but it's not technological.
A new game, and I'm trying to remember the name of it now. It's kind of like collaborative code names.
Okay.
Maybe if I describe it, you'll be like, "Oh, that's
yes.
This game.
Oh, this is the game."
Yeah, it may be. Basically, you as a player, it's cooperative. You as a player. You have a little easel, like a Scrabble tile easel, and you put a card on it, and there's five words on there, and you pick one. But you don't know what the word is. And then everyone else who's playing has a little on the easel is also a dry erase board. So they all need to write down a single word clue, so like code names or any password or anything like that, a single word clue that does not include the word that will allow you to guess. And then they all turn them around. So you're thinking, okay, this is just a little word guessing game. There is one word wrinkle, which is fascinating, which is if any of the words that the people suggest match, those go face down and can't be used. So everybody has to try to pick words that are less obvious clues, because the most obvious clues. So like one of the words that I got, or that Lauren got, and that we were guessing for was Buffy. Okay. And, you know, Slayer is not a word you can pick, right? Because somebody else will probably pick it. Although sometimes you risk it.
Sure.
Sometimes you risk it and think, I'm going to put down the obvious one because nobody else is going to do that. And I did that once and it totally worked. And I did that another time and Jamie also did the same thing and had the same thought. And I'm like, okay. And we lost that one. And so it's interesting because that means that your clues are a little more oblique. But you get multiple clues, and that's a really nice wrinkle, because often one person's path to a clue is completely different from the other path.
Mm-hmm.
The word, the, a different meaning of the word, a different metaphor, whatever it is. And several times that happened to me, where I'd be like, okay, I don't know what those are, but oh, that word means it can only be like you realize suddenly by triangulation that if these are clues and that's a clue, there's only one word it could possibly be, because those are totally different kind of things. And so, yeah, it's good.
It's a little like Taboo.
And the mechanic is that you deal 13 cards and you go around, and every time somebody gets one wrong, you take that card and one card from the pile and you toss them.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then at the end you get a score and you try to beat your score. You try to get 13. but you know, you try to get, we got 9 once. That was the best we did.
Someone, and I haven't been able to identify yet, but someone in Slack will surely tell us what it is.
I'm just going to go in the other room and look at the name of it because this is the secret podcast. So you just, you talk, you entertain
them. Riff. I'm going to do a tight five here, and say that, the board game, I played a couple really good board games over this break, one of which was Clank, which I've played before, which is a dungeon crawl game where you sort of delve in and it's got a little bit of a deck building component, and you try to get some treasure and get out and survive the dungeon before the dragon shows up and eats you. Hi, Jason. I was just talking about games I played this week.
There's one with a dragon?
Yes, called Clank. It's a dungeon crawl. So you go in and you try to steal loot out of a dungeon and then make it out with your life. And you win based on like how much renown and loot that you got with you. And you get, you know, you do better, obviously, if you live. But it doesn't mean that you necessarily win, because you could like have an epic tale of your death while stealing, you know, the dragon's treasure. So that was a lot of fun. And I played a game I played a couple times before called Cult Express, where you're in the Wild West and you rob trains. And I really like that game because it has a very clever mechanic. That is called, it's kind of a stored procedure game is how I think of them, which is like you pick your actions, and you know, go around, everybody picks an action, and then you go through and resolve all those actions. And because you don't always know everything that your other players did, like you might be like, well, now I shoot at this space and it's like, oh, there's nobody there anymore. Or like you might get moved somewhere that you didn't expect to be, and therefore the action that you were going to take doesn't necessarily work. So it's got an interesting, slightly chaotic bent to it, and it's got a really great production design with a little 3D cardboard train and all that stuff.
I think I saw a picture of that.
Yeah, that's a fun one.
My game is called Just One.
Just One. Okay. Got it. There was one, you know, it's interesting. I saw one called Just Three Words, but I think that's actually an app. interesting. I'll have to check that out. I like games that work well with big groups of people. I was really sad this week because I had a couple opportunities where I was like, oh, this would be a really fun time to break out a Jackbox game, but my Jackbox games are on my Xbox, which doesn't go anywhere.
Right.
So.
Right. Well, this is 3 to 7 players, and
nice. Okay.
It is, according to Board Game Geek, it was originally called We Are the Word.
Wow.
And published by Fun Consortium, but Repost Production bought the rights in 2018 and adapted the game, added words, changed the name, and went from having only a French edition to having a worldwide edition. So
En anglais.
Yeah, it's fun. It's fun. It's a good one.
Excellent.
As a little party game kind of thing. What was I going to say? Oh, we got tech gifts. I want to say I got it for everyone, but really I got it for myself, which is we got a Roomba.
Okay. Roomba. Yeah.
Yeah. It's the 690. So it's not the kind that, built a map or anything. It's kind of just the random walk, which actually I find hilarious.
I think the one my cousins have, cause they had one, and then one point we were walking around their house and they're like, why, you know, we come in or something and there were all these things in the middle of doorways and we're like, why are there things strewn in the middle of, the Roomba.
The Roomba
was being prevented from going certain places.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, they make actual barriers, but you can also,
the cheap way to do it.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Or just closed doors or whatever. But yeah, exactly. I ran it a couple of times as a test and it was a surprise. I like triggered it, which didn't work because the battery died. So then I had to shoot people away and recharge it and then hide it again and then trigger it later that day. And like, and then a Roomba emerges from beneath the couch, and you know, it was fine. But, in my test runs before anybody knew that we had it, when nobody else was in the house, at one point, it dislodged a dropped Swedish fish from under the couch, but didn't pick it up because it's too big, but pushed it forward. And so then later that night, my wife looks down and she's like, why is there an old Swedish fish here? And I'm like, I don't know. That's weird.
Must have been the dog.
It must have been the cat must have been under there or something. But
Did you then use it for, like, if you were playing with it, like to test it, did you then have it like enter of its own power on Christmas morning? Like, oh, what's that coming?
Yeah, that was the idea, but it was dead. So then I had to shoot people away and like take it and charge it and then go hide it again and then have it happen again. But yeah, that was the idea, is I had it under a couch and then I,
yeah,
triggered it via app, and it was like do 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 do.
That's always the worst though when you have a thing like we have a tradition in my family of a couple of my cousins and I play Mario Kart on Christmas morning, and I brought the Switch, and so I plugged it in, and I had my four controllers, and of course, immediately, like, one of the controllers was low battery, and I was like, I swear I charged all of these before I came, and that was so annoying.
Yeah.
So annoying.
Yep. So. Anyway, the Roomba, I can give a Roomba report, which is, despite my fears that it's a ridiculous gadget that is pointless and that nobody needs, it, every time I have run it, you know, I wanted it because I wanted a robot in our house, Dan. I wasn't sure it would work, but I didn't care. It works. It, like, every time I run it, its little lint trap of a dirt collector is full of
floor. Your house is full of dirt.
Yeah, really. So, also, it's getting places that don't normally get patrolled, like under the couches and things. But so I've been pretty happy with it. So we'll see how it goes. I've got some strategies that I have to employ for very much those kinds of things of like I don't want it to go in there, or I need to pick this up, or it's gonna get tangled up in cords or whatever.
I don't remember if I talked about this on the last Secret Podcast, but I did buy one technology thing for myself, which I talked a little bit about on the Rebound, because I bit the bullet, and when they were on sale for $100 off, I bought a second HomePod.
All right.
So I have a stereo pair on my desk. I did mention this because I talked about it a little bit on I posted that thing in Six Colors about how you can't pipe audio to a stereo pair from your Mac, which is
it's annoying.
Bananas. And
you can AirPlay from iTunes to it, but you can't set it as an output.
The system AirPlay doesn't understand it for some reason.
Really
it just still sees this too. I talked a little bit with our friend Paul Kafasis about that because he's like, yeah, AirFoil can't do it either right now because it just doesn't quite understand it as an audio, as a single audio device.
Yeah.
And John Syracuse has suggested like, oh, maybe you can make a multi-output device using audio MIDI setup. And it's like, no, it doesn't understand it either because that happens from like 10 years ago. So, yeah, that's a little bit of a bummer because I was like, oh, I could actually just replace my computer speakers with these, frankly. But the sound is very good. I think probably maybe the acoustics in my office aren't ideal because I did feel like when I went into the Apple store and kind of listened to the stereo pair, I think it sounded better there.
Hmm.
But maybe that's just because it was like a big wide open area and it had that, you know, a better acoustic environment or something. But it is cool. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe I'm in like the small percentage of people who own two HomePods, but I'm hopeful that they'll get better. Maybe that's a bad bet. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I've been pretty happy with mine. They're good. They sound pretty good in the room. The Christmas tree is kind of in front of one of them now, so it doesn't. That's cut down the effectiveness a little bit if you're on one side of the room, but
sure.
No, I've been pretty happy with it. I feel like this is the true ideal use of that product is you need to have two of them, which means they also need to cost a lot less because you need to have two of them. But I mean, one is fine, but it's the second one that really kind of helps fill the space and gives you the stereo effect and all that.
It's kind of fun too because I had one Sonos One in the office here, and I moved that into the living room, so I have a stereo pair of the Sonoses in the living room.
Oh, nice.
And because you can bridge, because we have a Sonos One in the kitchen, you can bridge and have basically something playing on both the stereo pairs at the same time over AirPlay, which is kind of wild. It's a lot of sound. It's a lot more sound than this house needs, probably.
Probably. But if you're moving around, or if, you know, you're in one room and your fiance is in another room and you're kind of listening to music together and moving from room to room, it can be very nice.
Or you have a couple people over for like, we're having people over for brunch tomorrow or something. So I can put on some quiet music through the entire house.
It's lovely.
Indeed. Something to be said for it.
Yeah. Well, let's see. We're not going anywhere. We have people over. That's happening a lot. Somebody sent me an email asking if I was going to CES. Ha, ha, ha. No. No.
Yeah. That's best avoided. But I do keep getting pitches for people at CES. Like, please stop. I've not been to CES in probably 10 years now, and I have no intent of ever going back.
No. If you did, they'd just announce the iPhone then. So don't do that.
Yeah. That would be very sad. I'm missing out on a conference I really wanted to go to this year. coming up in January. I've been going the last couple of years to this Confusion conference in outside Detroit, which is a lot of fun. But it's the same weekend as the MIT Mystery Hunt, which is
priorities
a long tradition. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I gotta stick around. So I'm just bummed. That's also, I believe, the weekend of PodCon, which I know some of our friends are going to. And it's like, why is this all in the same weekend? The answer, it's because it's a long weekend.
Yeah. It's MLK weekend, yeah.
Yeah, so...
I wanted to go to PodCon, in fact, bought a ticket, and then I have a family obligation that weekend, so I can't go either.
See, all these conferences, we are not going to.
No, it's not. So there's where we won't be in 2019, so...
Yeah.
All right, well, thus ends my surprise $6 secret podcast.
Enjoy. I'm glad we could do it. 20 minutes of just keeping everybody updated.
Yeah. Talked about some games, talked about Roombas, talked about, you know, whatever Dan talked about while I was going and getting the game.
It was very interesting.
That's good stuff. Yeah. All right. Well, thanks to everybody out there for supporting us this year, and we will see you next year. Bye, Dan.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.